die.
Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down.
Okay, whoa. Okay, look. It's just Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. Check it out. Making Bacon, CFRC 101.9.
Idle talk is a nuisance. Get out there and do it to it. Love and kisses.
Hello, tis I, DJ Tangent. Getting out here and doing it to it, I think. Over easy was talking about there. Yes, tis I, DJ Tangent, here on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, K7L3N6. After the fake spring of yesterday, it's a little chilly today, but it's nice and sunny. This is Numbers with Wings, if I forgot to mention that. As always, we're going to start with the theme song. And then the second song I have lined up, I would counsel you to crank it. Come on, D. All right. Take it away, boys. Max.
I got a number with wings.
Okay, I'm back. Things got a little crazy there. The artificial intelligence was taking over the streaming service there. I had to stop it. Tis I, DJ Tangent. So we heard the theme song, Numbers with Wings by the Bongos, and Let Me Roll It by Big Sugar, which is a cover of a Wings tune of the same name. And the reason I picked that is because an artist I saw on Wednesday covered the... It was more Wings correct, if you know what I'm saying. It was more true to the Wings version than the than that version is, but I like that version because it's loud. Loud. So the artist I saw on Wednesday was Juliana Riolino. And she said rock, we said roll. She said Juliana, we said Riolino. She was really great. Fantastic show. I'm going to play a song by her. If you've been following on the Instagram, and by following along, I mean following me, it's Numbers with Wings, all lowercase, all mushed together, _ CFRC. You would have seen stuff about this. I was at the Bream Factory. It was part of KCFF. I've been kind of busy with that. And then I was there the next night for that secret show. Some band called the Arkells. Apparently 5,000 people were on the waiting list. Crazy, crazy. Yeah, it was jam-packed. Great show, though. Didn't realize I knew so much Arkells music. So I've got the Juliana Riolino. I'm going to play a song by the new vinyl that I picked up called Like a Rembrandt. Then Thursday, I was at the Toucan. Strange, eh? Newf and I went, and we saw Maud Lang, The Ancient Shapes, which is another one of Daniel Romano's groups. Interestingly, Juliana Riolino is from Welland, as is Daniel Romano, and she was part of his group, or whatever you... Oh, he has a name for his band. Anyway, she was part of that, but she's no longer. We saw Maud Lang, Ancient Shapes. So I'm going to play a song by Maud Lang that I got on 45. It is called TV Star. And because I feel like it, totally unrelated, well, kind of. After that, I'm going to play, because I haven't played it for a while, and it's a cool song. Iffy Cult, Zine Famous, and then I'll talk and throw in a whatchamacallit, Ancient Shapes tune. But first up, Juliana Riolino on turntable 2, which is this button here.
I walk alone, you walk to enemy her.
Oh, yes. Someday, I will be zine famous. If I can't be a TV star, as Maud Lang spoke of, that's M-O-D, not M-A-U-D. And before that, we had Juliana Briolino. There were some brushes with fame at the Juliana Briolino show. Due to staffing shortages. Well, not really. I mean, there were enough. We had it under control. I was staffing the ticket scanning position. And 3/4 of Cassador, Emily Steele, 2/3 of the deal were there. You know, brush with fame. And actually, we saw Emily again last night at the Slate music video. You may remember from last year, Emily was sort of like the background music in the video I was in. I jest. Okay, so I'm packing up a night. We're going to play Black Leather Jacket by Ancient Shapes, not to be confused with that song by the Arkells. And then I'm going to play some of the songs from the videos. So I think the first one I'm going to play is Counterfeit Cowboys by the Codas, who were to have played at the Toucan last night, but the singer, whose name I should remember, and it was only yesterday, lost his voice, so he could not perform. So Nolan Hubbard and his friend Nicholas Baxter on saxophone played 2 sets, and then the one guy from A Singular Coda played a set at the end. And I can't remember his name either. I knew I should have written it down. Anyway, so... Oh, man, got myself confused here. 2 computers. So, yeah, Ancient Shapes with Black Leather Jacket. That's on this computer. And then switch over to the other one for Counterfeit Cowboy by the Codas. Yeah, that song is about about failing to live up to the idealized man or something to that effect. I was half paying attention. All right, here we go. Ancient Shapes. This is kind of funky, so strap in.
I'm gonna do it in a black leather jacket. Black.
counterfeit cowboy playing ten. Chasing the shadows of someone I don't even know. In my head, he plays a leading role. Cry like a man. I fear you're mistaken. There's anyone who gives a damn at all about who you are or who you pretend to be. Can cut my skin. I'm not too proud.
I am back. Tis I, DJ Tangent. Here on Numbers with Wings. So we had Black Leather Jacket by Ancient Shapes. That song's from 2017, 2018, one of those years. And the relatively brand spanker Counterfeit Cowboy by The Coedas. So that video had line dancing in it. The next one, song I'm going to play, is from another video that also had line dancing in it. What are the odds in this day and age? This one is by Clem Chesterfield and the Lazy Boy Recliners. It's called Yesterday's Grind, which is about coffee. And it's you need to see the video. It's really cool. The story of, you know, life being a grind. And following that one, I'm going to play a song that does not have line dancing. At least I don't. No, it didn't. It's a song by Piner called Odelia, which I played a few weeks ago as a brand spanker because it came out the 3rd of February. So that's almost a month ago, actually. Oh, yeah, happy March, by the way. Is today a lamb or a lion? It's sunny, so it's lambish. It's kind of chilly, so it's lionish. I'm sure there's somewhere you can bet on that. Anyway, I digress. Yeah, the Piner song. Someone asked a question, because they had a Q&A afterwards, about how people were able to make arrangements for their locations where they shot their videos. And Piner's was shot essentially on Patrick Street, so by, like, Daughter's General Store. And the Catholic Church across the street there, and she mentioned that Patrick Street is kind of an uphill battle. If you know, you know. And I'm not sure if how many of you are from the Kingston area and have walked the Patrick Street Hill going up, but it's deceptively long and steep. So yes, it is an uphill battle. So first off, we have that Clem Chesterfield and the Lazy Boy Recliners with Yesterday's Grind, and I'll follow that up with Pioneer and Odelia.
I sit down for morning coffee. Boy, that shit gives me a rush. I roast my own beans, got a damn French press. Yeah, I go to all the fuss. When I open my blender, look down in the bowl, and what do you think I find? Dried up chunks of nothing but yesterday's grind. Yesterday's grind is the things you can't control. Yesterday's grind, it's gonna take its toll. Loves and I spit them out like sour wine, it seems. Got fired up with a couple of friends. Yeah, we tried to make some dreams. I know what I know and what I don't about that, and sometimes it's on my mind. But I'm done with sleepless nights, my friends. That's yesterday's grind. Yesterday's grind is the things you can't control. Yesterday's grind is gonna take its toll. Don't you know what you can't control are the very things that can take their toll? And if you don't try and let them go, they'll eat up a part of your immortal soul. I can't get into tomorrow. I can't possibly see that line. My mind is set on trouble. It's taking up all my time. I just want things to hurry up and be like days gone by. Now I see that I am stuck in yesterday's grind. Yesterday's grind is the things you can't control. Yesterday's take its toll. Yesterday's grind is the things you can't control. Yesterday's grind is gonna take its toll. It's gonna take its toll. It's gonna take its toll.
'Tis I, DJ Tangent, here with Numbers with Wings on CFRC 101.9 on the frequency modulation, CFRC.ca on the web of the worldwide variety. I'm here in Lower Crothers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, K7L3N6. And looks like it's still sunny outside. So there we had Clem Chesterfield and the Lazy Boy Recliners with Yesterday's Grind, and Piner with Odelia, or Ophelia, Odelia, right? Come on, you. Huh. It's not the Scottish computer that's being difficult, it's the other one. Yes, Odelia. Those two were competitors in the Slate Video Awards, I guess it's called. Yeah, there were 10 songs. What else am I missing? There was one by Sugar Pills, the Cantabile Choir, Anthea Fever. It was nice to see the Elm Gaver this morning off. Someone else made my sandwich. Who else? Did I mention Tiny Horse? I think so. Nolan Hubbard. Oh, The Wilderness. Yeah, dang it. I could have brought in my autographed copy of the album and played that song, but I forgot. I just remembered it now. Someone whose video I did remember, Kira, for I'm a Diamond, the filming, there was a filming technique in it. Oh, let me back up. Yeah, some of those other ones I'm not going to play because there are other people who love them more and will play them a lot, so it's cool. Although I did, Nolan's was kind of cute with Christine dancing with him there. Anyway, I digress. Akira, I'm a Diamond. There was this filmmaking technique where it sort of her in profile singing, and then there were outlines, shadows, whatever, of her singing harmony. And someone asked the filmmaker how they did it, and he was this long, complicated process, plate photography and stuff. I don't know, a bunch of words. But, you know, it's like you don't need to understand it to how it's done to look at it and go, that's wicked cool. So, yeah, I would check out the video for like that technique. I mean, it's just, it's wicked cool. Kira singing harmony with her, shadows of Kira singing harmony with Kira. It's cool. I like it. So, on a related note, I saw on the gram last evening that Kira is opening for Lily Hyatt at the Broom Factory on Thursday, I believe, the 5th. If that's Thursday, that's when it is. Al Gore had suggested a song by Lily Hyatt to me some time ago, so I had it in sort of a liked songs thing. Yeah, my middle child laughed at me because, well, now I'm up to 57, but I only have such a small number of liked songs, but, you know. So it's a pretty good segue. I'm going to play I Am a Diamond by Kira is the video, and that she's going to be playing on Thursday at the Broom Factory. And she'll also be there next Saturday, I think, as part of Miss Emily's Women's Day thing. Yeah, there's Kira, Piner, and I really should look it up for who the other people are, but those are the two I can remember off the top of my head. And it's on their website. You can find it. And then I'll follow that with a song called Man by Lily Hyatt. And then it looks like I'm going to have a fair chunk of time, so I know what I'm going to do after that. Strange. All right, Kira, take it away. Oh, Okay, I'm back. Tis I, DJ Tangent, here on Numbers with Wings. So that was Kira, I Am a Diamond, and Lily Hyatt with Man. So check out Kira's video. It should be on the YouTubes now. And if you're free on Thursday night, they're both playing at the Broom Factory. I believe I saw somewhere that it's a sit-down show, so that's like 100 and... Let's see. For Alan Cross, we had to put in 115 chairs, so yeah, it's about 115, 120 people, I guess, is the capacity versus 250 for stand-up, which explains why there was such a large waiting list for the Arkells, because... Yeah. Okay. So yeah, up next will be, of course, Julian Taylor with his jukebox. Always good. Professional guy. I'm going to play a song next by Absolute Losers. Because I saw on their Instagram that they had just released a video for this song. It was not part of the Slight thing, because they're obviously not from Kingston. And this song is Eagerness. And so I watched it on the YouTube because there were issues with the radio signal where I work, and yeah, we won't go into that, but it's all good now. So I was watching some YouTube stuff, and I saw it. It's a good video, too. I kind of like it. And if there's time, I'm going to close out the show with a song by Good Fortune, which, if you've been to any of the KCFF, Kingston Canadian Film Festival, things... this year, it's the song, one of the songs that they chose for the, wow, I didn't realize that Vivian Wilder had played on this album. Things you learn. A song called Sosi was the sort of the theme song of many of the trailers. And I like it. I saw Good Fortune at... Wolf Island Music Festival last year. Yeah. So, yeah. I'm not sure if I'll have time for that, but if I do, I'm going to play it. Oh, yeah. It's supposed to be at the right button. Okay, so here's Absolute Losers. Depending on what kind of time I have, I may or may not speak again, so if I don't, I will be back next week. Follow me on the Instagram for my adventures and little concert clips, etc., etc. Yeah. See ya.